You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. Do it today. And joining us now, actually an hour sooner than we promised, and that's okay, better sooner than later. Always love having this guy on our show. Always love any chance to talk with him. He has been a longtime friend. He is one of the very best at covering the NFL. Works for NFL Network, NFL.com. The one and only Steve Weisch. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Vic. Thanks for having me on. Sorry about the time screw-up. I can't differentiate between Eastern time and Pacific time. You know, we got a little crossed up.
You know, by now, by the way, you should have that down, my friend. You've lived on both coasts for long enough. I'm just saying. But thank you. Steve, I want to start with this. Just from a national perspective, and I watch your great show, NFL AM on NFL Network, where you guys go into quite a bit of breakdown of the impact that not only has been made in Cleveland with Johnny Manziel's arrival in terms of relevance, interest level, and paying attention, all that, but now with LeBron James returning, how do you see the bigger picture of Cleveland's overall relevance and how that impacts the Browns in that way, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Cleveland as a sports city is almost, you know, I can't sit here and say it's the epicenter of the sports universe, but this is the wait, let's hurry up and let's see what happens type of city. I mean, I think the excitement that Johnny Manziel, you know, brings, because we just don't know what we're going to get out of him, but he was one of the most exciting players in college football. And you pair him with LeBron James, you know, the best basketball player in the game, and their friends. I think people can't wait to see what's going to happen in Cleveland over the next couple of years. And, of course, with training camp getting ready to start, Johnny Manziel, he gets to kick things off. We'll see how many times LeBron shows up at training camp and games and things like that. But I'm sure there'll be some personal and business appearances where we'll see plenty of those two together.
Steve Weisch joining us from the NFL Network. Steve, Michael Regei, great to hear you. Hope all is well. When you look, you mentioned Johnny Manziel. As you see the way this might unfold, I want to get your thoughts on what do you think the acclimation period is going to be for Manziel in an NFL playbook like Kyle Shanahan's after really kind of going off ad lib and creativity for 2 years at Texas A&M? And how much of a serious challenge do you believe that he might be able to give to Brian Hoyer right out of the chute as the Browns hit training camp?
Well, I think he's going to be the day one starter. I mean, even though, you know, we sit there and see that Brian Hoyer has the experience, let's keep in mind that what Kyle Shanahan, what he did with his last job, he took a rookie quarterback, he catered a system that highlighted that rookie quarterback's strengths. Mm-hmm. And so why can't he do that for Johnny Manziel if it looks like Johnny Manziel is going to be the long-term quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? And I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think that's what's talked about enough. I mean, there's all the conversation about how Manziel didn't have an extensive playbook at Texas A&M. There's going to be the transition. But look at his coordinator. This is a guy, again, who built a system around a rookie quarterback, Robert Griffin III, and it worked pretty well as a rookie. He got the team to the playoffs. So, you know, again, I think if once the team realizes, you know, at some point in training camp, if Johnny Manziel is going to be the guy, if he's that talent that they think is going to take him to the next level, they will start to cater their playbook to his skill set, which probably does have some improvisation, but other things he does well, and take it from there. I mean, again, I think we're putting so much of the onus on Manziel, but this coaching staff, they've shown that they can, you know, they're pretty talented and they can adjust as well.
Steve Weisch from NFL Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So glad you brought that up. Your sense of, and you're not alone in thinking that there is a greater likelihood of Johnny Manziel becoming the day one starter versus still waiting his turn. I mean, we know he's drafted to be the starter of this team for a long time, obviously, and 22nd overall pick means you get that opportunity fairly soon, and whatever that means. But in your estimation, based on what you know of the guy and based on what you've discussed, I think in various panel discussions on NFL AM on NFL Network, with your colleagues and hearing it weigh in, hearing you guys weigh in on the idea that, okay, this weekend brought these sets of pictures from this place, this outing for Johnny Manziel, and looking like he's having a lot of fun and maybe looking like he's having too much fun and not focused enough on football. Is that any sort of concern for you? And there's been this other theory espoused that LeBron James's presence in Cleveland could help kind of deal with that in some way, because number one, it's taken a lot of attention away from Johnny, who had just dominated every weekend's discussion, and that went away as soon as LeBron showed up. And then two, maybe LeBron offers a little big brother perspective to him, because I know they obviously share the same marketing arm.
Yeah, I mean, that could be part of it. I mean, I didn't really, you know, bring things that close, but as much of a big brother arm as I think maybe some people have tried to reach out to Johnny Manziel, he's doing his thing. And I think, it, you know, there should be some concern of the fact that him having fun keeps showing up on Instagram and on Twitter and other media outlets because these pictures are being posted. I can tell you right now, there's a lot of guys in the NFL who are getting down on weekends like Johnny Manziel. I mean, I just went to Las Vegas last week to speak at a conference, and I saw several NFL players there at bachelor parties and things like that, and enjoying themselves, like in the lobbies, you know, we're going out to a bachelor party. So guys are out having their fun. I mean, but now it's a matter of, can Johnny Manziel close that public window in terms of putting his business out there publicly, having other people putting his business out there publicly? And the best way to do that is, you know, is to get into training camp. Because as we know, once that starts, you're not getting, you know, he's not going to Vegas. He's not going, you know, to South Beach. He's going to be there in Berea. He's going to handle his business, and he's going to be preparing for his opportunities to start in the NFL. And you know, to kind of get to your earlier point, I mean, the things I saw from Johnny Manziel, I mean, he played, you know, the best collegiate competition in the country. There's a lot of guys who got drafted this year who he won and played well against the past couple years in the SEC. So, again, he's an improvisational guy. He's an out-of-the-box type of quarterback, and when Cleveland drafted him, it knew what it was getting. It knew what it was going to have to deal with, even with the off-field stuff, and they're trying to navigate through that right now. Again, as much as an exciting, you know, as it's going to be to follow Johnny Manziel, I am just as intrigued on how management and the coaching staff is going to adapt to Johnny, especially since he's not going to have his best receiver, Josh Gordon, around. At least it looks that way.
Steve Weich, NFL Network, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Excellent to chat with Steve. Mike Patton, Steve, getting his opportunity as a first-year head coach. We're all well aware, of course, he started to grind with Rex Ryan, first with the Baltimore Ravens, and then followed him as his D.C. to the New York Jets. How much stock do you put into what he was able to accomplish, Steve, last year, with that Buffalo Bills defense that led the NFL in sacks, was an attacking, aggressive, forced turnover defense? How much stock do you put into that he could come in here as a head coach and potentially replicate the same thing and have this Browns defense be, say, near top 10 in the NFL this year?
Well, I would think that should be the expectation. I mean, one, Mike Patton, you know, as great of a defensive coach as Rex Ryan is, Mike Patton, you know, he came out of the womb with football DNA. I mean, his coaches all throughout his family, that's all he's done, pretty much, at least grown up around. So he's probably taken a lot. Well, my conversations with Mike, I know he's taken a lot from a lot of the coaches he's been around. Look at the talent they've got there. The cupboard is hardly bare. And two big players, I mean, that to me have not been talked about enough in this offseason in terms of acquisition, but Dante Whitner and Carlos Danzig. Okay, you're talking about guys who played in Super Bowls, who had significant impact with the teams that they played on, and now they're veteran leaders. I mean, some of the stuff, you know, I've talked to some players who are no longer on the Browns, you know, who are saying the past couple of years there really hasn't been, you know, a unified voice in that locker room. You know, somebody who could really pull everyone together. Those are two guys, at least on that side of the ball, who can keep guys together, who can grind through the tough moments of a game, and who can make plays in tough moments of a game, and to get guys through tough points of a season because they've done it. And I think with Mike Patton, that staff, and with those veterans and some of the talent on there, with Joe Hayden, and now you got Gilbert there, there's no reason why that can't be a top 10 defense.
Steve, tremendous. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us, my friend. I know you got a flight to catch right now. But thank you for the wisdom and insight, and I know we'll hook up with you again in the near future.
Always good, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Steve.
The one and only Steve Weisch from NFL Network. Make sure you check him out on NFL AM, which is a great show on NFL
Network.
Can we book
it? July 16th, Weisch says Johnny Manziel is going to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
There is a national voice weighing in on that, and that's the and he's not alone. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I'm not entirely convinced that this thing's locked in.
You're smiling.
To be the guy, to be the guy as a lot of us think it would be with Brian Hoyer starting that position on the opener or during the opener. But we got so much time to break that down.
Yeah, we do.
And it's running backs day today. We're going to analyze that position more thoroughly for you throughout the show. We've been talking about Ben Tate and Terrence West. We're going to get into Deion Lewis and the other players in this mix, Isaiah Crowell, Edwin Baker, where it stands. Chris Obanaya, kind of the forgotten name. We don't hear talk much about him. Where does he fit in all of this? We'll get into those points for you. 10 days away from the start of training camp, this is CBD, Vic and Michael on ESPN 850 WKNR.